A new hymn, Lord of Bays, for you is fashioned. May we, chariot-borne through song, be victors ever. Hymn 21. Indra. May Indra come to us for our protection. Here be the hero praised, our feast companion. May he whose powers are many, waxen mighty, cherish like Dios his own supreme dominion. Here magnify his great heroic exploits, most glorious one, enriching men with bounties. Whose will is like a sovereign in assembly, who rules the people, conqueror, all-surpassing. Hither let Indra come, from earth or heaven, hither with speech, from firmament or ocean, with Maruts, from the realm of light to aid us, or from a distance, from the seat of order. That Indra will we praise in our assemblies, him who is Lord of great and lasting riches, victor with Vayu where the herds are gathered, who leads with boldness on to higher fortune. May the priest, Lord of many blessings, striving, who, fixing reverence on reverence, giving vent to his voice, incite men to worship, with praises bring Indra hither to our dwellings. When sitting pondering in deep devotion, in Aushija's abode, they ply the press-stone, may he whose wrath is fierce, the mighty bearer, come as the house lord's priest within our chambers. Surely the power of Bharvara, the mighty, for ever helps to support the singer. That which in Aushija's abode lies hidden, to come forth for delight and for devotion. When he unbars the spaces of the mountains, and quickens with his floods the water torrents, he finds in lair the buffalo and wild ox, when the wise lead him on to vigorous exploit. Auspicious are your hands, your arms well-fashioned, which prefer bounty, Indra, to your praiser. What sloth is this? Why do you not rejoice you? Why do you not delight thyself with giving? So Indra is the truthful lord of treasure, freedom he gave to man by slaying Vritra, much lauded. Help us with your power to riches. May I be sharer of your godlike favor. Now, Indra, lauded, glorified with praises, let power swell high like rivers for the singer. For you a new hymn, Lord of Bays, is fashioned. May we, chariot-borne, through song, be victors ever. Hymn 22. Indra. That gift of ours which Indra loves and welcomes, even that he makes for us, the great and strong one. He who comes wielding in his might the thunder, Maghavan, gives prayer, praise, and lord, and Soma. Bull, hurler of the four-edged rain producer, with both his arms, strong, mighty, most heroic. Wearing as wool, Parushni for adornment, whose joints for sake of friendship he has covered. God who of all the gods was born divinest, endowed with ample strength and mighty powers, and bearing in his arms the yearning thunder, with violent rush caused heaven and earth to tremble. Before the high God at his birth, heaven trembled, earth, many floods, and all the precipices. The strong one brings nigh the bull's two parents, loud sing the winds, like men in air's mid-region. These are your great deeds, Indra, yours, the mighty, deeds to be told aloud at all libations, that you, O hero, bold and boldly daring, did with your bolt by strength destroy the dragon. True are all these your deeds, O most heroic, the milk kine issued from the streaming udder. In fear of you, O you of manly spirit, the rivers swiftly set themselves in motion. With joy, O Indra, lord of tawny coursers, The sisters then, these goddesses, extolled you when you did give the prisoned ones their freedom to wander at their will in long succession. Pressed is the gladdening stalk as 'twere a river. So let the right, the toiler's power, attract you to us, of the bright one, as the courser strains his exceedingly strong leather bridle. Ever by us perform your most heroic, your highest, best, victorious deeds, O victor. For us make Vratras easy to be conquered. Destroy the weapon of our mortal foemen. Graciously listen to our prayer, O Indra, and strength of varied sort bestow you on us. Send to us all intelligence and wisdom, O Maghavan. Be he who gives us cattle. Now, Indra, lauded, glorified with praises, let wealth swell high like rivers to the singer, for you a new hymn, Lord of Bays, is fashioned. May we, chariot-borne, through song be victors ever. Hymn 23. Indra. How? What priest's sacrifice has he made mighty, rejoicing in the Soma and its fountain? Delighting in juice, eagerly drinking, the lofty one has waxed for splendid riches. What hero has been made his feast companion? Who has been partner in his loving kindness? What know we of his wondrous acts? How often comes he to aid and speed the pious toiler? How hears Indra offered invocation? How, hearing, marks he the invoker's wishes? What are his ancient acts of bounty? Wherefore call they him one who fills full the singer? How does the priest who labors, ever longing, win for himself the wealth which he possesses? May he, the God, mark well my truthful praises, having received the homage which he loves. How and what bond of friendship with a mortal has a God chosen as this morn is breaking? How and what love has he for those who love him, who have entwined in him their firm affection? Is then your friendship with your friends most mighty? Your brotherhood with us? When may we tell it? The streams of milk move as most wondrous sunlight, the beauty of the lovely one for glory. About to stay the Indra-less destructive spirit, he sharpens his keen arms to strike her. Whereby the strong, although our debt's exactor, drives in the distant mornings that we know not. Dharma has varied food that strengthens. Thought of Dharma removes transgressions. The praise hymn of Dharma, arousing, glowing, has opened the deaf ears of the living. Firm seated are Dharma's foundations, in its fair form are many splendid beauties. By Dharma long-lasting food they bring us. By Dharma have cows come to our worship. Fixing Dharma, he too upholds it. Swift moves the might of Dharma and wins the booty. To Dharma belong the vast deep earth and heaven. Milk kind supreme, to Dharma their milk they render. Now, Indra, lauded, glorified with praises, let power swell high like rivers to the singer. For you a new hymn, Lord of Bays, is fashioned. May we, chariot-borne, through song be victors ever. Hymn 24. Indra. What worthy praise will bring before us Indra, the son of strength, that he may grant us riches? For he, the hero, gives the singer treasures. He is the Lord who sends us gifts, you people. To be invoked and hymned in fight with Vritra, that well-praised Indra gives us real bounties. That Maghavan brings comfort in the foray to the religious man who pours libations. Him, truly, the men invoke in combat, risking their lives they make him their protector. When heroes, 4-4, give up their bodies, fighting each side for children and their offspring. Strong God, the folk at need put forth their vigor, striving together in the whirl of battle. When warrior bands encounter one another, some in the grapple quit themselves like Indra. Hence, many a one worships the might of Indra. Hence, let the brew succeed the meal oblation. Hence, let the soma banish those who pour not. Even hence, I joy to pay the strong one worship. Indra gives comfort to the man who truly presses, for him who longs for it, the soma. Not disaffected, with devoted spirit, this man he takes to be his friend in battles. He who this day for Indra presses soma, prepares the brew and fries the grains of barley. Loving the hymns of that devoted servant, to him may Indra give heroic vigor. When the impetuous chief has sought the conflict, and the Lord looked upon the long-drawn battle, the matron calls to the strong god whom pressers of soma have encouraged in the dwelling. He bid a small price for a thing of value. I was content, returning, still unpurchased. He heightened not his insufficient offer. Simple and clever, both milk out the udder. Who for 10 milk kine purchases from me this Indra, who is mine? When he has slain the Vratras, let the buyer give him back to me. Now, Indra, lauded, glorified with praises, let wealth swell high like rivers for the singer. For you, a new hymn, Lord of Bays, is fashioned. May we, chariot-born, through song, be victors ever. Hymn 25. Indra. What friend of man, God-loving, has delighted, yearning therefore this day in Indra's friendship? Who with enkindled flame and flowing soma praises him for his great protecting favor? Who has with prayer bowed to the soma lover? What pious man endues the beams of morning? Who seeks bond, friendship, brotherhood with Indra? Who has recourse to the sage for succor? Who claims today the deity's protection, asks Aditi for light or the Adityas? Of whose breast stalk of soma drink the Ashwins, Indra and Agni, well inclined in spirit? To him shall Agni Bharata give shelter. Long shall he look upon the sun uprising, who says, let us press the juice for Indra, man's friend, the hero manliest of heroes. Him neither few men overcome, nor many, to him shall Aditi give spacious shelter. Dear is the pious, the devout to Indra, dear is the zealous, dear the soma bringer. This hero curbs the mighty for the zealous, the presser's brew Indra possesses solely. No brother, kin, or friend to him who pours not, destroyer of the dumb, who would resist him. Not with the wealthy churl who pours no soma, does Indra, soma drinker, bind alliance. He draws away his wealth and slays him naked, own friend to him who offers for oblation. Highest and lowest, men who stand between them, going, returning, dwelling in contentment. Those who show forth their strength when urged to battle, these are the men who call for aid on Indra. Hymn 26. Indra. I was aforetime Manu. I was Surya. I am the sage Kakshivan, holy singer. Kutsa, the son of Arjuni, I master. I am the sapient Usana. Behold me. I have bestowed the earth upon the Arya, and rain upon the man who brings oblation. I guided forth the loudly roaring waters, and the gods moved according to my pleasure. In the wild joy of Soma, I demolished Sambhara's forts, 99 together, and utterly the 100th habitation when helping Devodasa Atithigva. Before all birds be ranked this bird, O Maruts, supreme of falcons be this fleet-winged falcon, because strong-pinioned, with no chariot to bear him, he brought to Manu the god-loved oblation. When the bird brought it, hence in rapid motion sent on the wide path, fleet as thought he hurried. Swift he returned with sweetness of the Soma, and hence the falcon has acquired his glory. Bearing the stalk, the falcon speeding onward, bird bringing from afar the draught that gladdens, friend of the gods brought, grasping fast, the Soma, which he had taken from yon loftiest heaven. The falcon took and brought the Soma, bearing 1,000 libations with him, yea, 10,000. The bold one left malignities behind him. Wise, in wild joy of Soma, left the foolish. Hymn 27. The Falcon. I, as I lay within the womb, considered all generations of these gods in order. 100 iron fortresses confined me, but forth I flew with rapid speed, a falcon. Not at his own free pleasure did he bear me. He conquered with his strength and manly courage. Straightway the bold one left the fiends behind him and passed the winds as he grew yet more mighty. When with loud cry from heaven down sped the falcon, thence hastening like the wind, he bore the bold one. Then, wildly raging in his mind, the archer Krishanu aimed and loosed the string to strike him. The falcon bore him from heaven's lofty summit as the swift chariot of Indra's friend bore Bhujju. Then downward hither fell a flying feather of the bird, hastening forward in his journey. And now let Maghavan accept the beaker, white, filled with milk, filled with the shining liquid, the best of sweet honey which the priests have offered, that Indra to his joy may drink, the hero, that he may take and drink it to his rapture. Hymn 28. Indra Soma. Allied with you in this your friendship, Soma, Indra for man made waters flow together, slew Ahi, and sent forth the rivers, and opened, as it were, obstructed fountains. Indu, with you for his confederate, Indra swiftly with might pressed down the wheel of Surya. What rolled, all life's support, on heaven's high summit, was separated from the great oppressor. Indra smote down, Agni consumed, O Indu, the Dasyus, ere the noontide in the conflict. Of those who gladly sought a hard-won dwelling, he cast down many a thousand with his arrow. Lower than all besides have you, O Indra, cast down the Dasyus, abject tribe of Dasas. You drove away, you put to death the foemen, and took great vengeance with your murdering weapons. So offer truth, Indra and Soma, heroes. You burst the stable of the kine and horses, the stable which the bar or stone obstructed, and piercing through set free the habitations. Hymn 29. Indra. Come, lorded, to us with powers and succours, O Indra, with your tawny seeds exulting, past even the foeman's manifold libations, glorified with our hymns, true wealth bestower, man's friend, to this our sacrifice he comes, marking how he is called by Soma pressers, Fearless and conscious that his steeds are noble, he enjoys with the soma-pouring heroes. Make his chariots here, that he may show his vigor and may be joyful in the way he loves. May mighty Indra, pouring forth in bounty, bestow on us good roads and perfect safety. He who with succor comes to his implorer, the singer here who with his song invites him, he who himself sets to the pole swift coursers, he who has hundreds, thousands, thunder wielder. O Indra Maghavan, by you protected may we be yours, princes and priests and singers, sharing the riches sent from lofty heaven, which yields much food, and all desire its bounty. Hymn 30. Indra. O Indra, Vritra slayer, none is better, mightier than thou. Truly there is none like you. Like chariot wheels these people all together follow after you. You are ever renowned as great. Not even all the gathered gods conquered you, Indra, in the war, when you lengthened days by night. When for the sake of those oppressed, and Kutsa as he battled, you stole the sun's chariot wheel. When, fighting singly, Indra, you overcame all the furious gods, you slew those who strove with you. When also for a mortal man, Indra, you sped forth the sun, and helped Itasa with might. What? Vritra slayer, are not you, Maghavan, fiercest in your wrath? So have you quelled the demon too? And this heroic deed of might you, Indra, also have achieved, that you did smite to death the dame, heaven's daughter, meditating ill. You, Indra, mighty one, did crush Ushas, though daughter of the sky, when lifting up herself in pride. Then from her chariot Ushas fled, affrighted, from her ruined chariot, when the strong god had shattered it. So there this chariot of Ushas lay, broken to pieces in Vipass, and she herself fled far away. With magic power Indra resisted the overflowing stream who spread her waters over the land. Valiantly did you seize and take the store which Shushna had amassed, when you crushed his fortresses. You, Indra, also smote down Kulitara's son Sambhara, the Dasa from the lofty hill. Of Dasa Varchins you slayed the 100,000 and the 5, crushed like the wheel rim of a chariot. So Indra, lord of heroes, powers, caused the unwedded damsel's son, the castaway, to share the devotions. So sapient Indra, lord of might, brought Turvasa and Yadu, those who feared the flood, in safety over. Arna and Chitraratha, both Aryas, you, Indra, slew swift on yonder side of Sarayu. You, Vritra slayer, did conduct those two forlorn, the blind, the lame. None may attain this bliss of yours. For Devodasa, him who brought oblations, Indra overthrew 100 fortresses of stone. The 30,000 Dasas he with magic power and weapons sent to slumber for Dabhiti's sake. As such, O Vritra slayer, you are general lord of kine for all, you shaker of all things that be. Indra, whatever deed of might you have this day to execute, none be there now to hinder it. O watchful one, may Aryaman the god give you all goodly things, may Pushan, Bhaga, and the god Karulati give all things fair. Hymn 31. Indra. With what help will he come to us? Wonderful, ever-waxing friend, with what most mighty company? What genuine and most liberal draught will spirit you with juice to burst open even strongly guarded wealth? Approach us, you who are protector of us, your friends, who praise you with 100 aids. Like as a courser's circling wheel, so turn you towards us, attracted by the hymns of men. You seek, as it were, your own stations with swift descent of powers. I share you even with the sun. When your courage and his wheels together, Indra, run their course with you and with the sun alike, so even, Lord of power and might, the people call you Maghavan, giver, who pauses not to think. And truly to him who toils and presses soma juice for you, you quickly give ample wealth. No, not 100 hinderers can check your gracious bounty's flow, nor your great deeds when you will act. May your assistance keep us safe, your 100 and your 1,000 aids, may all your favors strengthen us. Elect us this place for friendship and prosperity and great celestial opulence. Favor us, Indra, evermore with overflowing store of wealth. With all your succors, help us. With new protections, Indra, like an archer, open for us the stables that are filled with kine. Our chariot, Indra, boldly moves, endued with splendor, never repulsed, winning for us both kine and steeds. O Surya, make our fame to be most excellent among the gods, most lofty as the heaven on high. Hymn 32. Indra. O you who slew Vritra, come here, O Indra, to our side, mighty one with your mighty aids. Swift and impetuous are you, wondrous amid the well-dressed folk. You do marvels for our help. Even with the weak, you smite him down who is stronger with your strength, the mighty, with the friends you have. O Indra, we are close to you. To you we sing aloud our songs. Help and defend us, even us. As such, O caster of the stone, come with your succors wonderful, blameless, and irresistible. May we be friends of one like you, O Indra, with the wealth of kine, comrades for lively energy. For you, O Indra, are alone the lord of strength that comes from kine. So grant you us abundant food. They turn you not another way when, lauded, lover of the song, you will give wealth to those who praise. The Gautamas have sung their song of praise to you that you may give, Indra, for lively energy. We will declare your hero deeds. What Dasa forts you broke down, attacking them in rapturous joy. The sages sing those manly deeds which, Indra, lover of the song, you performed when the Soma flowed. Indra, the Gautamas who bring you praises have grown strong by you. Give them renown with hero sons. For, Indra, truly you are the general treasure even of all. You, therefore, do we summon. Excellent Indra, turn to us. Be glad among us with the juice of Soma's Soma drinker thou. May praise from us who think on you, O Indra, bring you near to us. Turn your two bay steeds towards us. Eat of our sacrificial cake. Rejoice in the songs we sing, even as a lover in his bride. To Indra for 1,000 steeds well-trained and fleet of foot we pray, and 100 jars of Soma juice. We make 100 of your kine, yea, and 1,000 hasten nigh. So let your bounty come to us. We have obtained a gift from you, 10 water ewers fraught of gold. Thou, Vritra slayer, give much. A bounteous giver, give us much. Bring much, and not a trifling gift. Much, Indra, will you want to give. O Vritra slayer, you are famed in many a place as bountiful hero. Your bounty let us share. I praise your pair of tawny steeds. Wise son of him who gives kine, terrify not the cows with these. Like two slight images of girls, unrobed, upon a new-wrought post, so shine the bay steeds in their course. For me the bays are ready when I start, or start not with the dawn, innocuous in the ways they take. Hymn 33. Ribhus. I send my voice as herald to the Ribhus. I crave the white cow for the overspreading. Wind sped, the skillful ones in rapid motion have in an instant compassed round the heaven. When the Ribhus had with care and marvels done proper service to assist their parents, they won the friendship of the gods. The sages carried away the fruit of their devotion. May they who made their parents, who were lying like posts that moulder, young again forever, may Vaja, Vibhavan, Ribhu, joined with Indra, protect our sacrifice, the Soma lovers. As for a year the Ribhus kept the milk cow, throughout a year fashioned and formed her body, and through a year's space still sustained her brightness. Through these, their labors, they were made immortal. Two beakers let us make, thus said the eldest. Let us make three, this was the younger's sentence. Four beakers let us make, thus spoke the youngest. Tvashtar approved this speech of yours, O Ribhus. The men spoke truth, and even so they acted. This godlike way of theirs the Ribhus followed. And Tvashtar, when he looked on the four beakers, resplendent as the day, was moved with envy. When for 12 days the Ribhus enjoyed being guests of him who never may be hidden, they made fair fertile fields, they brought the rivers, plants spread over deserts, waters filled the hollows. May they who formed the swift chariot bearing heroes, and the cow omniform and all-impelling, even may they form wealth for us, the Ribhus, dexterous-handed, deft in work and gracious. So in their work the gods had satisfaction, pondering it with thought and mental insight. The gods' expert artificer was Vaja, Indra's Ribhukshan, Varuna's was Vibhavan. They who made glad with sacrifice and praises wrought the two bays, his docile steeds for Indra, Ribhus, as those who wish a friend to prosper bestow upon us gear and growth of riches. This day have they set gladdening drink before you. Not without toil are gods inclined to friendship. Therefore do you, who are so great, O Ribhus, vouchsafe us treasures at this third libation. Hymn 34. Ribhus. To this our sacrifice come Ribhu, Vibhavan, Vaja, and Indra with the gift of riches, because this day has Dhishana, the goddess, set drink for you, the gladdening draughts have reached you. Knowing your birth and rich in gathered treasure, Ribhus, rejoice together with the Ritus. The gladdening draughts and wisdom have approached you. Send us riches with good store of heroes. For you was made this sacrifice, O Ribhus, which you, like men, won for yourselves aforetime. To you come all who find in you their pleasure. You all were, even the two elder, Vajas. Now for the mortal worshipper, O heroes, for him who served you was the gift of riches. Drink, Vajas, Ribhus, to you is offered to gladden you the third and great libation. Come to us, heroes, Vajas and Ribhukshans, glorified for the sake of mighty treasure. These draughts approach you as the day is closing, as cows whose calves are newly born, their stable. Come to this sacrifice of ours, you children of strength, invoked with humble adoration. Drink of this honey, wealth givers, joined with Indra, with whom you are in full accord, you princes. Close-knit with Varuna, drink the Soma, Indra. Close-knit, him lover, with the Maruts, drink it. Close-knit with drinkers first, who drink in season. Close-knit with heavenly dames, who give us treasures. Rejoice in full accord with the Adityas, in concord with the Parvatas, O Ribhus. In full accord with Savitar, Divine One, in full accord with floods that pour forth riches. Ribhus, who helped their parents and the Ashwins, who formed the milk cow and the pair of horses, made armor, set the heaven and earth asunder, far-reaching heroes, they have made good offspring. You who have wealth in cattle and in booty, in heroes, in rich sustenance and treasure, such, O Eurybhus, first to drink, rejoicing, give to us and those who lord our present. You were not far. We have not left you thirsting, blameless in this our sacrifice, O Ribhus. Rejoice with the Maruts and with Indra, with the king's gods, that you may give us riches. Hymn 35. Ribhus. Come hither, O you sons of strength, you Ribhus. Stay not afar, you children of Sudhanvan. At this libation is your gift of treasure. Let gladdening draughts approach you after Indra's. Hither is come the Ribhu's gift of riches. Here was the drinking of the well-pressed Soma. Since by dexterity and skill as craftsman, you made the single chalice to be fourfold. You made fourfold the chalice that was single. You spoke these words and said, O friend, assist us. Then Vajas gained the path of life eternal, deft-handed Ribhus, to the gods' assembly. Out of what substance was that chalice fashioned, which you made fourfold by your art and wisdom? Now for the gladdening draught, press out the liquor and drink, O Ribhus, of the honey of Soma. You, with your cunning, made your parents youthful. The cup for gods to drink you formed with cunning. With cunning, Ribhus, rich in treasure, fashioned the two swift tawny steeds who carry Indra. Whoso pours out for you, when the days are closing, the sharp libation for your joy, O Vajas, for him, O mighty Ribhus, you, rejoicing, have fashioned wealth with plenteous store of heroes. Lord of bay steeds, at dawn the juice you drank, yours, only yours, is the noonday libation. Now drink with the wealth-bestowing Ribhus, whom for their skill you made friends, O Indra. You, whom your artist's skill has raised to godhead, have set you down above in heaven like falcons. So give us riches, children of Sudhanvan, O sons of strength, you have become immortal. The third libation that bestows treasure, which you have won by skill, you dexterous-handed, this drink has been effused for you, O Ribhus. Drink it with high delight, with joy like Indra's. Hymn 36. Ribhus. The chariot that was not made for horses or for reins, three-wheeled, worthy of lords, rolls round the firmament. That is the great announcement of your deity, that, O you Ribhus, you sustain the earth and heaven. You sapient ones who made the lightly rolling chariot out of your mind, by thought, the chariot that never errs, you being such, to drink of this offering, O you Vajas, and you Ribhus, we invoke. O Vajas, Ribhus, reaching far among the gods, this was your exaltation gloriously declared. In that your aged parents, worn with length of days, you made again to youth, so that they moved at will. The chalice that was single you have made fourfold, and by your wisdom brought the cow forth from the hide. So quickly mid the gods you gained immortal life. Vajas and Ribhus, your great work must be extolled. Wealth from the Ribhus is most glorious in renown, that which the heroes, famed for vigor, have produced. In synods must be sung the chariot which Vibhan wrought. That which you favor, gods, is famed among mankind. Strong is the steed. The man, a sage in eloquence, the bowman is a hero hard to beat in fight. Great store of wealth and manly power he has obtained, whom Vaja, Vibhan, Ribhus have looked kindly on. To you has been assigned the fairest ornament, the hymn of praise, Vajas and Ribhus, joy therein. For you have lore and wisdom and poetic skill. As such, with this our prayer, we call on you to come. According to the wishes of our hearts, may you, who have full knowledge of all the delights of men, fashion for us, O Ribhus, power and splendid wealth, rich in high courage, excellent and vital strength. Bestowing on us here riches and offspring, here fashion fame for us befitting heroes. Vouchsafe us wealth of splendid sort, O Ribhus, that we may make us more renowned than others. Hymn 37. Ribhus. Come to our sacrifice, Vajas, Ribhukshans, gods, by the paths which gods are wont to travel. As you, gay gods, accept in splendid weather the sacrifice among these folk of Manus, may these rites please you in your heart and spirit. May the drops clothed in ghee this day approach you. May the abundant juices bear you onward to power and strength and, when imbibed, delight you. Your threefold going near is God-appointed. So praise is given you, Vajas and Ribhukshans. So, Manus-like, mid younger folk, I offer to you who are aloft in heaven, the Soma. Strong, with fair chains of gold and jaws of iron, you have a splendid chariot and well-fed horses. You sons of strength, you progeny of Indra, to you the best is offered to delight you. Ribhukshans, him for handy wealth, the mightiest comrade in the fight, him, Indra's equal, we invoke, most bounteous ever, rich in steeds. The mortal man whom Ribhus, you and Indra favor with your help, must be successful by his thoughts at sacrifice and with the steed. O Vajas and Ribhukshans, free for us the paths to sacrifice, you princes, lauded, that we may press forward to each point of heaven. O Vajas and Ribhukshans, you Nasatyas, Indra, bless this wealth, and, before other men's, the steed, that ample riches may be won. Hymn 38. Dadhikras. From you too came the gifts in days aforetime, which Trasadasyu granted to the Purus. You gave the winner of our fields and plough lands, and the strong smiter who subdued the Dasyus. And you gave mighty Dadhikras, the giver of many gifts, who visits all people, impetuous hawk, swift and of varied color, like a brave king whom each true man must honor. Whom, as 'twere down a precipice, swift rushing, each Puru praises and his heart rejoices, springing forth like a hero ready for battle, whirling the chariot and flying like the tempest. Who gains precious booty in the combats and moves, winning spoil among the cattle, shown in bright color, looking on the assemblies beyond the churl to worship of the living. Loudly the folk cry after him in battles, as 'twere a chief who steals away a garment, speeding to glory o'er a herd of cattle, even as a hungry falcon swooping downward. And, eager to come forth first amid these armies, this way and that, with rows of chariots he rushes, gay like a bridesman, making him a garland, tossing the dust, champing the rein that holds him. And that strong steed, victorious and faithful, obedient with his body in the combat, speeding straight on amid the swiftly pressing, casts over his brows the dust he tosses upward. And at his thunder, like the roar of heaven, those who attack tremble and are affrighted. For when he fights against embattled thousands, dread is he in his striving. None may stay him. The people praise the overpowering swiftness of this fleet steed who gives men abundance. Of him, they say, when drawing back from battle, Dadhikras has sped forward with his thousands. Dadhikras has overspread the fivefold people with vigor as the sun lightens the waters. May the strong steed who wins hundreds, thousands, requite with sweetness these my words and praises. Hymn 39. Dadhikras. Now give we praise to Dadhikras the rapid, and mention in our Lord the earth and heaven. May the dawn's flushing move me to exertion, and bear me safely over every trouble. I praise the mighty steed who fills my spirit, the stallion Dadhikravan, rich in bounties, whom, swift of foot and shining bright as Agni, you, Varuna and Mitra, gave to Purus. Him who has honored, when the flame is kindled at break of dawn, the courser Dadhikravan, him of one mind with Varuna and Mitra, may Aditi make free from all transgression. When we remember mighty Dadhikravan, our food and strength, then the blessed name of Maruts, Varuna, Mitra, we invoke for welfare, and Agni, and the thunder-wielding Indra. Both sides invoke him as they call on Indra when they stir forth and turn to sacrificing. To us have Varuna and Mitra granted the courser Dadhikras, a guide for mortals. So have I glorified with praise strong Dadhikravan, conquering steed. Sweet may he make our mouths. May he prolong the days we have to live. Hymn 40. Dadhikravan. Let us recite the prayers of Dadhikravan. May all the mornings move me to exertion. Praise the Lord of waters, dawn, and Agni, Brihaspati, son of Angiras and Surya, brave, seeking war and booty, dwelling with the good and with the swift, may he hasten the food of dawn. May he, the true, the fleet, the lover of the course, the bird-like Dadhikravan, bring food, strength, and light. His pinion, rapid runner, fans him this way as of a bird that hastens onward to its aim, and, as it were a falcon's gliding through the air, strikes Dadhikravan's side as he speeds on with might. Bound by the neck and by the flanks and by the mouth, the vigorous courser lends new swiftness to his speed. Drawing himself altogether, as his strength allows, Dadhikras springs along the windings of the paths. The Hansa, homed in light, the Vasu in mid-air, the priest beside the altar, in the house the guest, dweller in noblest peace, mid men in truth in sky, born of flood, kine, truth, mountain, he is Dharma. Hymn 41. Indra Varuna. What praise, O Indra Varuna, with oblation has like the immortal priest obtained your favor? Has our effectual praise, addressed with homage, touched you, O Indra Varuna, in spirit? He who with dainty food has won you, Indra and Varuna, gods, as his allies to friendship, slays the Vratras and his foes in battles, and through your mighty favors is made famous. Indra and Varuna are most liberal givers of treasure to the men who toil to serve them when they, as friends inclined to friendship, honored with dainty food, delight in flowing soma. Indra and Varuna, you hurl, O mighty, on him your strongest flashing bolt of thunder, who treats us ill, the robber and oppressor. Measure on him your overwhelming vigor. O Indra Varuna, be you the lovers of this my song, as steers who love the milk cow. Milk may it yield us, as, gone forth to pasture, the great cow pouring out her thousand rivers. For fertile fields, for worthy sons and grandsons, for the sun's beauty, and for steer-like vigor, may Indra Varuna with gracious favors work marvels for us in the stress of battle. for you as princes, for your ancient kindness. Good comrades of the man who seeks for booty, we choose to us for the dear bond of friendship, most liberal heroes bringing bliss like parents. Showing their strength, these hymns for grace, free givers, I have gone to you, devoted as to battle. For glory have they gone, as milk to Soma, to Indra Varuna, my thoughts and praises. To Indra and to Varuna, desirous of gaining wealth, have these my thoughts proceeded. They have come nigh to you as treasure lovers, like mares, fleet-footed, eager for the glory. May we ourselves be lords of during riches, of ample sustenance for chariot and homes. So may the twain who work with newest suckers bring yoked teams towards us and riches. Come with your mighty suckers, O you mighty, come, Indra Varuna, to us in battle. What time the flashing arrows play in combat, may we through you be winners in the contest. Hymn 42. Indra Varuna. I am the royal ruler. Mine is empire, as mine who sway all life are all immortals. Varuna's will the gods obey and follow. I am the king of men's most lofty cover. I am King Varuna. To me were given these first existing high celestial powers. Varuna's will the gods obey and follow. I am the king of men's most lofty cover. I, Varuna, am Indra. In their greatness, these the two wide, deep, fairly fashioned regions, these the two world halves have I, even as Tvashtar, knowing all beings, joined and held together. I made to flow the moisture-shedding waters, and set the heaven firm in the seat of order. By Dharma, the son of Aditi, law observer, has spread abroad the world in threefold measure. Heroes with noble horses, wanting battle, selected warriors, call on me in combat. I, Indra Maghavan, excite the conflict. I stir the dust, Lord of surpassing vigor, all this I did. The God's own conquering power never impedes me, whom none opposes. When praise and Soma juice have made me joyful, both the unbounded regions are affrighted. All beings know these deeds of yours. You tell this to Varuna, thou great disposer. You are renowned as having slain the Vratras. You made flow the floods that were obstructed. Our fathers then were these, the seven Rishis, when the son of Durgaha was captive. For her they gained by sacrifice, Trasadasyu, a demigod, like Indra, conquering foemen. The spouse of Purukutsa gave oblations to you, O Indra Varuna, with homage. Then to her you gave King Trasadasyu, the demigod, the slayer of the foemen. May we, possessing much, delight in riches, gods in oblations, and the kine in pasture. And that milk cow who shrinks not from the milking, O Indra Varuna, give to us daily. Hymn 43. Ashwins. Who will hear? Who of those who merit worship, which of all gods take pleasure in our homage? On whose heart shall we lay this praise celestial, rich with fair offerings, dearest to immortals? Who will be gracious? Who will come most quickly of all the gods? Who will bring bliss most largely? What chariot do they call swift with rapid coursers, that which the daughter of the sun elected? So many days do you come swiftly here as Indra to give help in stress of battle, descended from the sky, divine, strong-pinioned, by which of all your powers are you most mighty? What is the prayer that we should bring you, Ashwins, whereby you come to us when called upon? Whether of you confronts even great betrayal? Lovers of sweetness, Dasras, help and save us. In the wide space your chariot reaches heaven, when it turns here from the ocean. Sweets from your sweet shall drop, lovers of sweetness. These have they dressed for you as dainty food. Let Sindhu with his wave bid you your horses. In fiery glow have the red birds come here. Observed of all was that your rapid going, whereby you were the lords of Surya's daughter. Whenever I gratified you here together, your grace was given us, O you, rich in booty. Protect the two, the singer of your praises, to you, Nasatyas, is my wish directed. Hymn 44. Ashwins. We will invoke this day your chariot, far-spreading, O Ashwins, even the gathering of the sunlight. Chariot praised in hymns, most ample, rich in treasure, fitted with seats, the chariot that bears Surya. Ashwins, you gained that glory by your Godhead, you sons of heaven, by your own might and power. Food follows close upon your bright appearing, when stately horses in your chariot draw you. Who brings you today for help with offered oblation, or with hymns to drink the juices? Who, for the sacrifice's ancient lover, turns you this way, Ashwins, offering homage? Born on your golden chariot, O omnipresent, come to this sacrifice of ours, Nasatyas. Drink of the pleasant liquor of the Soma. Give riches to the people who adore you. Come towards us from earth, from heaven, borne on your golden chariot, rolling lightly. Suffer not other worshippers to stay. You here, are you bound by earlier bonds of friendship? Now for us both, meet out, O wonder workers, riches exceeding great with store of heroes. Because the men have sent you praise, O Ashwins, and Ajamilhas, come to the laudation. Whenever I gratified you here together, your grace was given us, O you rich in booty. Protect, you twain, the singer of your praises. To you, Nasatyas, is my wish directed. Hymn 45. Ashwins. Yonder goes up that light. Your chariot is yoked that travels round upon the summit of this heaven. Within this chariot are stored 3 kindred shares of food, and a skin filled with honey is rustling as the fourth. Forth come your foods, rich with store of pleasant honey, and chariots and horses at the flushing of the dawn. Stripping the covering from the surrounded gloom, and spreading through mid-air bright radiance like the sun. Drink of the honey with lips accustomed to the draught, harness for the honey's sake the chariot that you love. Refresh the way you go, refresh the paths with honey. Hither, O Ashwins, bring the skin that holds the honey. The swans you have are friendly, rich in store of honey, gold-pinioned, strong to draw, awake at early morn, swimming the flood, exultant, desiring drink that cheers. You come like flies to our libations of the honey. Well knowing solemn rites and rich in honey, the fires sing to the morning Ashwins at the break of day. When with pure hands the prudent energetic priest has with the stones pressed out the soma rich in honey. The rays advancing nigh, chasing with day the gloom, spread through the firmament, bright radiance like the sun. And the sun, harnessing his horses, goes forth. You, through your godlike nature, let his paths be known. devout in thought, I have declared, O Ashwins, your chariot with good steeds, which lasts for ever, wherewith you travel swiftly through the regions to the prompt worshipper who brings oblation. Hymn 46. Vayu, Indra Vayu. Drink the best draught of Soma juice, O Vayu, at our holy rites, for you are he who drinks first. Come, team drawn, with your 100 helps, with Indra seated in the chariot, Vayu, and drink your fill of juice. May 1,000 steeds bring you both, Indra and Vayu, towards us to drink the Soma to the feast. For you, O Indra Vayu, mount the golden-seated chariot that aids the sacrifice that reaches heaven. On far refulgent chariot, come to the man who offers gifts. Come here, Indra Vayu. Here, Indra Vayu, is the juice. Drink it, accordant with the gods, within the giver's dwelling place. Here, O Indra Vayu, be your journey. Here, unyoke your steeds. Here, for your draught of Soma juice. Hymn 47. Vayu, Indra Vayu. Vayu, the bright is offered you, best of the honey at holy rites. Come you to drink the Soma juice God longed for on your team-drawn chariot. O Vayu, you and Indra are meet drinkers of these Soma draughts, for to you the drops proceed as waters gather to the veil. O Indra Vayu, mighty twain, speeding together, lords of strength, come to our succor with your team, that you may drink the Soma juice. The longed-for teams which you possess, O heroes, for the worshipper, turn to us, Indra Vayu, you to whom the sacrifice is paid. Hymn 48. Vayu. Taste offerings never tasted yet, as bards enjoy the foeman's wealth. O Vayu, on brightly shining chariot, come to the drinking of the juice. Removing curses drawn by teams, with Indra seated by your side, O Vayu, on brightly shining chariot, come to the drinking of the juice. The two dark treasuries of wealth that wear all beauties wait on you. O Vayu, on brightly shining chariot, come to the drinking of the juice. May 99 harnessed steeds, who yoke them at your will, bring you, O Vayu, on brightly shining chariot, come to the drinking of the juice. Harness, O Vayu, to your chariot 100 well-fed tawny steeds, yea, or 1,000 steeds, and let your chariot come to us with might. Hymn 49. Indra Brihaspati. Dear is this offering in your mouth, O Indra and Brihaspati. Famed is the praise, the gladdening draught. This lovely Soma is effused, O Indra and Brihaspati, for you, to drink it and rejoice. As Soma drinkers to our house come, Indra and Brihaspati, and Indra to drink Soma juice. Vouchsafe us riches hundredfold, O Indra and Brihaspati, with store of horses thousandfold. O Indra and Brihaspati, we call you when the honey is shed, with songs to drink the Soma juice. Drink, Indra and Brihaspati, the Soma in the giver's house. Delight yourselves abiding there. Hymn 50. Brihaspati. Him who with might has propped earth's ends, who sits in threefold seat, Brihaspati, with thunder. Him of the pleasant tongue have ancient sages, deep-thinking, holy singers set before them. Wild in their course, in well-marked wise rejoicing were they, Brihaspati, who pressed around us. Preserve, Brihaspati, the stall uninjured, this company's reigning, ever-moving birthplace. Brihaspati, from your remotest distance have they sat down who love dharma. For you were dug wells springing from the mountain, which murmuring round about pour streams of sweetness. Brihaspati, when first he had his being from mighty splendor in supreme heaven, strong, with his sevenfold mouth, with noise of thunder, with his seven rays, blew and dispersed the darkness. With the loud shouting band who sang his praises, with thunder he destroyed obstructive Vala. Brihaspati thundering drove forth the cattle, the lowing cows who make oblations ready. Serve we with sacrifices, gifts, and homage, even thus the steer of all the gods, the Father. Brihaspati, may we be lords of riches, with noble progeny and store of heroes. Surely that king by power and mighty heroic has made him lord of all his foes' possessions, who cherishes Brihaspati well tended, adorns and worships him as foremost sharer. In his own house he dwells in peace and comfort. To him forever holy food flows richly. To him the people with free will pay homage, the king with whom the Brahman has precedence. He, unopposed, is master of the riches of his own subjects and of hostile people. The gods uphold that king with their protection who helps the Brahman when he seeks his favor. Indra, Brihaspati, rainers of treasure, rejoicing at this sacrifice, drink the soma. Let the abundant drops sink deep within you. Vouchsafe us riches with full store of heroes. Brihaspati and Indra, make us prosper. May this be your benevolence to us. Assist our holy thoughts. Wake up our spirit. Weaken the hatred of our foe and rivals. Hymn 51. Dawn. Forth from the darkness in the region eastward, this most abundant splendid light has mounted. Now truly the bright mornings, daughters of heaven, bring welfare to the people. The richly colored dawns have mounted eastward, like pillars planted at our sacrifices, and, flushing far, splendid and purifying, unbarred the portals of the fold of darkness. Dispelling gloom this day, the wealthy mornings urge liberal givers to present their treasures. In the unlightened depth of darkness round them, let niggard traffickers sleep unawakened. O goddesses, is this your chariot, I ask you, ancient this day, or is it new, you mornings? Wherewith, rich dawns, you seek with wealth Navagva, Dasagva, Angira, the seven-toned singer. With horses harnessed by Dharma, goddesses, swiftly round the worlds you travel, arousing from their rest, O dawns, the sleeping, and all that lives, man, bird, and beast, to motion. Which among these is eldest? And where is she through whom they fixed the Vibhu's regulations? What time the splendid dawns go forth for splendor, they are not known apart, alike, unwasting. Blessed were the dawns of old, shining with succor, true with the truth that springs from Dharma. With whom the toiling worshipper, by praises, hymning and lauding, soon attained to riches. Hither from eastward, all at once they travel, from one place spreading in the self-same manner. Awaking from the seat of Dharma, the godlike dawns come nigh like troops of cattle. Thus they go forth with undiminished colors, these mornings similar in self-same fashion, concealing the gigantic might of darkness with radiant bodies bright and pure and shining. O goddesses, O heaven's bright daughters, bestow upon us wealth with store of children. As from our pleasant place of rest you rouse us, may we be masters of heroic vigor. Well skilled in lore of sacrifice, you, daughters of heaven, bright dawns, I thus address you. May we be glorious among the people. May heaven vouchsafe us this, and earth the goddess. Hymn 52. Dawn. This lady, giver of delight, after her sister shining forth, daughter of heaven, has shown herself, unfailing, mother of the kine, in color like a bright red mare, the dawn became the Ashwin's friend. Yea, and you are the Ashwin's friend, the mother of the kine are thou, O dawn, you rule over wealth. Thinking of you, O joyous one, as her who drives hate away, we woke to meet you with our lords. Our eyes behold your blessed rays like troops of cattle loosed to feed. Dawn has filled full the wide expanse. When you have filled it, fulgent one, you lay bare the gloom with light. After your nature, aid us, dawn. You overspread heaven with rays, the dear wide region of mid-air, with your bright shining luster, dawn. Hymn 53. Savitar. Of Savitar the god, the sapient Asura, we crave this great gift, which is worthy of our choice, wherewith he freely grants his worshipper defense. This, with his rays, the great God has vouchsafed to us. Sustainer of the heaven, Lord of the whole world's life, the sage, he puts on his golden-colored mail. Clear-sighted, spreading far, filling the spacious realm, Savitar has brought forth bliss that deserves praise. He has filled full the regions of the heaven and earth. The God, for his own strengthening, wakes up the hymn. Savitar has stretched out his arms to cherish life, producing with his rays and lulling all that moves. Lighting all living creatures, never to be deceived, Savitar, God, protects each holy ordinance. He has stretched out his arms to all the folk of earth, and, with his laws observed, rules his own mighty course. Savitar, thrice surrounding with his mightiness mid-air, three regions and the triple sphere of light, sets the three heavens in motion and the threefold earth, and willingly protects us with his triple law. Most gracious God, who brings to life and lulls to rest, he who controls the world, what moves not and what moves, may he vouchsafe us shelter. Savitar the god, for tranquil life, with triple bar against distress. With the year's seasons has Savitar, God, come nigh. May he prosper our home, give food and noble sons. May he invigorate us through the days and nights, and may he send us opulence with progeny. Hymn 54. Savitar. Now we must praise and honor Savitar the god. At this time of day, the men must call to him. Him who distributes wealth to Manu's progeny, that he may grant us here riches most excellent. For you at first produced the holy gods, the noblest of all portions, immortality. Thereafter, as a gift to men, O Savitar, you open existence, life succeeding life. If we, men as we are, have sinned against the gods through want of thought in weakness or through insolence, absolve us from the guilt and make us free from sin, O Savitar, alike among both gods and men. None may impede that power of Savitar the god, whereby he will maintain the universal world. What the fair-fingered god brings forth on earth's expanse or in the height of heaven, that work of his stands sure. To lofty hills you send those whom Indra leads, and give fixed abodes with houses to these. However they may fly and draw themselves apart, still, Savitar, they stand obeying your behest. May the libations poured to you thrice daily, day after day, O Savitar, bring us blessing. May Indra, heaven, earth, Sindhu with the waters, Aditi with Adityas, give us shelter. Hymn 55. Vishvadevas. Who of you, Vasus, saves? Who protects? O heaven and earth and Aditi, preserve us, Varuna, Mitra, from the stronger mortal. Gods, which of you at sacrifice gives comfort? They who with praise extol the ancient statutes, when they shine forth, infallible dividers, have ordered as perpetual ordainers and beamed as holy thoughted wonder workers. The housewife goddess, Aditi and Sindhu, the goddess Swasti, I implore for friendship. And may the unobstructed night and morning, both day and night, provide for our protection. Aryaman, Varuna have disclosed the pathway. Agni, as lord of strength, the road to welfare. Praised in manly mode, may Indra, Vishnu, grant us their powerful defense and shelter. I have besought the favor of the Maruts, of Parvata, of Bhaga, God who rescues from trouble caused by man, the Lord preserve us. From woe sent by his friend, let Mitra save us. Agree, through these our watery oblations, goddesses, heaven and earth, with Ahibudhnya. As if to win the sea, the Gharma heaters have opened. As they come anear, the rivers. May goddess Aditi with gods defend us. Save us the Saviour God with care unceasing. We dare not stint the sacred food of Mitra and Varuna upon the back of Agni. Agni is sovereign lord of wealth, Agni of great prosperity. May he bestow these gifts on us. Rich, pleasant dawn, bring many things to be desired here to us. You who have ample store of wealth. So then may Bhaga, Savitar, Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman, Indra, with bounty, come to us. Hymn 56. Heaven and Earth. May mighty heaven and earth, most meet for honor, be present here with light and gleaming splendors. When, fixing them apart, vast, most extensive, the sphere roars loudly in far-reaching courses. The goddesses with gods, holy with holy, the two stand pouring out their rain exhaustless. Faithful and guileless, having gods for children, leaders of sacrifice with shining splendors. Sure in the worlds, he was a skilled craftsman, he who produced these two, the earth and heaven. Wise. With his power he brought both realms together spacious and deep, well-fashioned, unsupported. O heaven and earth, with one accord promoting, with high protection as of queens, far-reaching, universal, holy, guard us. May we, chariot-born, through song be victors ever. To both of you, O heaven and earth, we bring our lofty song of praise, pure ones, to glorify you both. You sanctify each other's form. By your own proper might, you rule, and from of old observe dharma. Furthering and fulfilling you, O mighty, perfect Mitra's dharma, you sit around our sacrifice. Hymn 57. Kshetrapati and others. We through the master of the field, even as through a friend, obtain what nourishes our cattle and steeds. In such may he be good to us. As the cow yields milk, pour for us freely, lord of the field, the wave that bears sweetness, distilling honey, well purified like butter, and let the lords of dharma be gracious. Sweet be the plants for us, the heavens, the waters, and full of sweets for us be air's mid-region. May the fields, Lord, for us be full of sweetness, and may we follow after him uninjured. Happily work our steers and men, may the plough furrow happily. Happily be the traces bound, happily may he ply the goad. Shunna and Sira, welcome this praise, and with the milk which you have made in heaven, both bedew this earth of ours. Auspicious Sita, come near, we venerate and worship you, that you may bless and prosper us and bring us fruits abundantly. May Indra press the furrow down. May Pushan guide its course aright. May she, as rich in milk, be drained for us through each succeeding year. Happily let the shares turn up the plough land. Happily go the ploughers with the oxen. With honey and milk, Parjanya, make us happy. Grant us prosperity, Shunna and Sira. Hymn 58. Ghrita. Forth from the ocean sprang the wave of sweetness. Together with the stalk, it turned to Amrit, that which is holy oil's mysterious title. But the god's tongue is truly Amrit's center. Let us declare aloud the name of Ghrita, and at this sacrifice hold it up with homage. So let the Brahman hear the praise we utter. This has the four-horned buffalo emitted. Four are his horns, three are the feet that bear him, his heads are two, his hands are seven in number. Bound with a triple bond, the steer roars loudly. The mighty god has entered into mortals. That ghee in triple shape the gods discovered, laid down within the cow, concealed by Panis. Indra produced one shape, Surya another. By their own power they formed the third from Vena. From inmost reservoir, in countless channels, flow down these rivers which the foe beholds not. I look upon the streams of ghee descending, and lo, the golden reed is there among them. Like rivers, our libations flow together, cleansing themselves in inmost heart and spirit. The streams of holy ghee pour swiftly downward like the wild beasts that fly before the bowmen. As rushing down the rapids of a river, flow swifter than the wind the vigorous currents. The streams of ghee in swelling fluctuation like a red courser bursting through the fences. Like women at a gathering, fair to look on and gently smiling, they incline to Agni. The streams of holy ghee attain the fuel, and Jatavedas joyfully receives them. As maidens dock themselves with gay adornment to join the bridal feast, I now behold them. Where Soma flows and sacrifice is ready, thither the streams of holy ghee are running. Send to our eulogy a herd of cattle, bestow upon us excellent possessions. Bear to the gods the sacrifice we offer. The streams of ghee flow pure and full of sweetness. The universe depends upon your power and might within the sea, within the heart, within all life. Book 5, Hymn 1. Agni. Agni is wakened by the people's fuel to meet the dawn who comes like a milk cow. Like young trees shooting up on high their branches, his flames are rising to the vault of heaven. For worship of the gods, the priest was wakened. At morning, gracious Agni has arisen. Kindled, his radiant might is made apparent, and the great deity set free from darkness. When he has stirred the line of his attendants, with the pure milk, pure Agni is anointed. The strength-bestowing gift is then made ready, which, spread in front, with tongues erect, he drinks. The spirits of the pious turn together to Agni as the eyes of all to Surya. He, when both dawns of different hues have borne him, springs up at daybreak as a strong white charger. The noble one was born at day's beginning, laid red in colour mid the well-laid fuel, yielding in every house his seven rich treasures. Agni is seated, priest most skilled in worship. Agni has sat him down, a priest most skilful, on a sweet-smelling place, his mother's bosom. Young, faithful, sage, preeminent over many, kindled among the folk whom he sustains. This singer, excellent at sacrifices, Agni the priest, they glorify with homage. Him who spread out both worlds by dharma, they balm with oil, strong steed who never fails. He, worshipful house friend, in his home is worshipped, our own auspicious guest, lauded by sages. That strength the bull with thousand horns possesses, in might, O Agni, you excel others. You quickly pass by all others, Agni, for him to whom you have appeared most lovely, wondrously fair, adorable, effulgent, the guest of men, the darling of the people. To you, most youthful god, to you, O Agni, from near and far the people bring their tribute. Mark well the prayer of him who best extols you. Great, high, auspicious Agni is your shelter. Ascend today your splendid chariot, O Agni, in splendor, with the holy ones around it. Knowing the paths by mid-air's spacious region, bring hither gods to feast on our oblation. To him adorable, sage, strong and mighty, we have sung forth our song of praise and homage. Gavishthira has raised with prayer to Agni this lord far-reaching, like gold light to heaven. Hymn 2. Agni. The youthful mother keeps the boy in secret, pressed to her close, nor yields him to the father. But when he lies upon the arm, the people see his unfading countenance before them. What child is this you carry as handmaid, O youthful one? The consort queen has borne him. The babe unborn increased through many autumns. I saw him born when his mother gave birth. I saw him from afar, gold-toothed, bright-coloured, hurling his weapons from his habitation. What time I gave him Amrit free from mixture? How can the Indraless, the hymnless, harm me? I saw him moving from the place he dwells in, even as with a herd brilliantly shining. These seized him not. He had been born already. They who are grey with age again grow youthful. Who separate my young bull from the cattle? They whose protector was in truth no stranger. Let those whose hands have seized upon them free them. May he, observant, drive the herd to us. Mid mortal men, godless, have secreted the king of all who live, home of the people. So may the prayers of Atri give him freedom. Reproached in turn be those who now reproach him. You from the stake did loose even Sunasepa, bound for 1,000, for he prayed with fervour. So, Agni, loose from us the bonds that bind us, when you are seated here, O priest who know. You have sped from me, Agni, in your anger. This the protector of God's dharma has told me. Indra, who knows, bent his eye upon you. By him instructed am I come, O Agni. Agni shines far and wide with lofty splendor, and by his greatness makes all things apparent. He conquers godless and malign enchantments, and sharpens both his horns to gore the Rakshas. Loud in the heaven above, be Agni's roarings with keen-edged weapons to destroy the demons. Forth burst his splendors in the Soma's rapture. The godless bands press round, but cannot stay him. As a skilled craftsman makes a chariot, a singer I, mighty one, this hymn for you have fashioned. If you, O Agni, God, accept it gladly, may we obtain thereby the heavenly waters. May he, the strong-necked steer, waxing in vigor, gather the foeman's wealth with none to check him. Thus to this Agni have the immortals spoken. To man who spreads the grass, may he grant shelter. Grant shelter to the man who brings oblation. Hymn 3. Agni. You at the birth are Varuna, O Agni. When you are kindled, you become Mitra. In you, O son of strength, all gods are centered. Indra are you to man who brings oblation. Aryaman is your name when you belong to maidens mysterious, O self-sustainer. As a kind friend with streams of milk they anoint you, when you make wife and lord one-minded. The Maruts adorn their beauty for your glory, yea, Rudra, for your birth, fair, brightly colored. That which was fixed as Vishnu's loftiest station, therewith the secret of the cows you guard. Gods through your glory, gods who are so lovely, granting abundant gifts, gained life immortal. As their own priest have men established Agni, and serve him wanting for praise from him who liveth. There is no priest more skilled than you in worship, none self-sustainer pass you in wisdom. The man within whose house as guest you dwell, O God, by sacrifice shall conquer mortals. Aided by you, O Agni, may we conquer through our oblation, striving for wealth, awakened. May we in battle, in the day's assemblies, O son of strength, by riches conquer mortals. He shall bring evil on the evil plotter, whoever turns against us sin and outrage. Destroy this calumny of him, O Agni, whoever injures us with double dealing. At this dawn's flushing, God, our ancient fathers served you with offerings, making you their envoy. When, Agni, to the store of wealth you go, a god enkindled with good things by mortals. Save, you who know, draw your father near you, who counts as your own son, O child of power. O sapient Agni, when will you regard us? When, skilled in dharma, will you direct us? Adoring you, he gives you many a title, when you, good Lord, accept this as father. And does not Agni, glad in strength of Godhead, gain splendid bliss when he has waxen mighty? Most youthful Agni, truly you bear your praises safely over all his troubles. Thieves have been seen by us and open foemen. Unknown have been the plottings of the wicked. To you these eulogies have been directed, or to the Vasu has this sin been spoken. But this our Agni, flaming high, shall never yield us to calumny, to him who wrongs us. Hymn 4. Agni. O Agni, king and lord of wealth and treasures, in you is my delight at sacrifices. Through you may we obtain the strength we long for, and overcome the fierce attacks of mortals. Agni, eternal father, offering bearer, fair to behold, far-reaching, far-refulgent, from well-kept household fire beam food to feed us, and measure out to us abundant glory. The sage of men, the lord of human races, pure, purifying Agni, anointed with butter. Him the omniscient as your priest you establish. He wins among the gods things worth the choosing. Agni, enjoy of one accord with Ila, striving in rivalry with beams of Surya. Enjoy, O Jatavedas, this our fuel, and bring the gods to us to taste oblations. As dear house friend, guest welcome in the dwelling, to this our sacrifice come you who know. And Agni, having scattered all assailants, bring to us the possessions of our foemen. Drive you away the Dasyu with your weapon, as, gaining vital power for your own body, O son of strength, you satisfy the gods, so in fight save us, most heroic Agni. May we, O Agni, with our devotions adore you, and with our gifts, fair beaming purifier. Send to us wealth containing all things precious. Bestow upon us every sort of riches. Son of strength, Agni, dweller in three regions, accept our sacrifice and our oblation. Among the gods may we be counted pious. Protect us with a triply guarding shelter. Over all woes and dangers, Jatavedas, bear us as in a boat across a river. Praised with our homage, even as Atri praised you, O Agni, be the guardian of our bodies. As I, remembering you with grateful spirit, a mortal, call with might on you, immortal, vouchsafe us high renown, O Jatavedas, and may I be immortal by my children. The pious man, O Jatavedas Agni, to whom you grant ample room and pleasure, gains abundant wealth with sons and horses, with heroes and with kine for his well-being. Hymn 5. Apris. To Agni, Jatavedas, to the flame, the well-enkindled god, offer thick sacrificial oil. He, Narashansa, never beguiled, inspire this sacrifice, for sage is he, with sweets in hand. Adored, O Agni, hither bring Indra the wonderful, the friend, on lightly rolling chariot to aid. Soft as wool, spread yourself out. The holy hymns have sung to you, bring gain to us, O beautiful. Open yourselves, you doors divine, easy of access for our aid. Fill more and more the sacrifice. Fair strengtheners of vital power, young mothers of dharma, morning and night we supplicate. On the wind's flight come, glorified, you two celestial priests of man, come you to this our sacrifice. Ila, Saraswati, Mahi, three goddesses who bring us weal, be seated harmless on the grass. Rich in all plenty, Tvashtar, come auspicious of your own accord, help us in every sacrifice. Vanaspati, wherever you know the gods' mysterious names, send our oblations there. To Agni and to Varuna, Indra, the Maruts, and the gods, with Svaha, be oblation brought. Hymn 6. Agni. I value Agni, that good lord, the home to which the kine return, whom fleet-foot coursers seek as home, and strong enduring steeds as home. Bring food to those who sing your praise. 'Tis Agni whom we praise as good, to whom the milk kine come in herds, to whom the chargers swift of foot, to whom our well-born princes come. Bring food to those who sing your praise. Agni, the god of all mankind, gives truly a steed to man. Agni gives precious gear for wealth. Treasure he gives when he is pleased. Bring food to those who sing your praise. God, Agni, we will kindle you, rich in your splendor, fading not, so that this glorious fuel may send forth by day its light for you. Bring food to those who sing your praise. To you the splendid Lord of Flame, bright, wondrous, Prince of men, is brought oblation with the holy verse, O Agni, bearer of our gifts. Bring food to those who sing your praise. These agnis in the seats of the fire nourish each thing most excellent. They give delight, they spread abroad, they move themselves continually. Bring food to those who sing your praise. Agni, these brilliant flames of yours wax like strong chargers mightily, who with the treadings of their hoofs go swiftly to the stalls of kine. Bring food to those who sing your praise. To us who praise you, Agni, bring fresh food and safe and happy homes. May we, who have sung hymns to you, have you for envoy in each house. Bring food to those who sing your praise. You, brilliant God, within your mouth warm both ladles of the oil. So fill us also in our hymns abundantly, O Lord of strength. Bring food to those who sing your praise. Thus, Agni, have we duly served with sacrifices and with hymns. So may he give us what we crave, store of brave sons and fleet-foot steeds. Bring food to those who sing your praise. Hymn 7. Agni. Offer to Agni, O my friends, your seemly food, your seemly praise. To him supreme over the folk, the Son of Strength, the mighty Lord, him in whose presence, when they meet in full assembly, men rejoice. Even him whom worthy ones inflame and living creatures bring to life. When we present to him the food and sacrificial gifts of men, he by the might of splendor grasps the holy ordinance's reign. He gives a signal in the night, even to him who is afar, when he, the bright, unchanged by time, consumes the sovereigns of the wood. He in whose service, on the ways, they offer up their drops of sweat. On him is their high kin have they mounted, as ridges on the earth, whom, sort of many, mortal man has found to be the stay of all. He who gives flavor to our food, the home of every man that lives, even as a herd that crops the grass, he shears the field and wilderness with flashing teeth and beard of gold, deft with his unabated might. For him to whom, bright as an axe, he, as to Atri, has flashed forth, as the well-bearing mother born, producing when her time is come. Agni, to whom the ghee is shed by him you love to support, bestow upon these mortals fame and splendor and intelligence. Such zeal has he, resistless one, he gained the cattle given by you. Agni, may Atri overcome the Dasyus who bestow no gifts, subdue the men who give no food. Hymn 8. Agni. O Agni, urged to strength, the men of old who love Dharma enkindled you, the ancient, for their aid. You, very bright and holy, nourisher of all, most excellent, the friend and master of the home. You, Agni, men have established as their guest of old, as master of the household, you, with hair of flame. High-bannered, multiform, distributor of wealth, kind helper, good protector, dryer of the floods. The tribes of men praise you, Agni, who know well-burnt offerings, the discerner, granting wealth, dwelling in secret, blessed one, visible to all, loud-roaring, skilled in worship, glorified with oil. Ever to you, O Agni, as exceeding strong, have we drawn nigh with songs and reverence, singing hymns. So be you pleased with us, Angiras, as a god enkindled by the noble, with man's goodly light. You, Agni, multiform, god who are praised much, give in every house subsistence as of old. You rule by your might over food of many a sort. That light of yours, when blazing, may not be opposed. The gods, most youthful Agni, have made you, inflamed, the bearer of oblations and the messenger. You, widely reaching, homed in sacred oil, invoked, effulgent, have they made the eye that stirs the thought. Men seeking joy have lit you, worshipped from of old, O Agni, with good fuel and with sacred oil. So you, bedewed and waxing mighty by the plants, spread yourself abroad over the realms of earth. Hymn 9. Agni. Bearing oblations, mortal men, O Agni, worship you, the god. I deem you Jatavedas. Bear our offerings, you, unceasingly. In the man's home who offers gifts, where grass is trimmed, Agni is priest, to whom all sacrifices come and strengthenings that win renown. Whom, as an infant newly born, the kindling sticks have brought to life. Sustainer of the tribes of men, skilled in well-ordered sacrifice. Yea, very hard are you to grasp, like offspring of the wriggling snakes, when you consume many woods like an ox, Agni, in the meadow, whose flames, when you are sending forth the smoke, completely reach the mark, when Thritha in the height of heaven, like as a smelter fans you, even as a smelter sharpens you. O Agni, by your succor and by Mitra's friendly furtherance, may we, averting hate, subdue the wickedness of mortal men. O Agni, to our heroes bring such riches, you victorious god. May he protect and nourish us, and help in gaining strength. Be he near us in fight for our success. Hymn 10. Agni. Bring us most mighty splendor, you Agni, resistless on your way. With overflowing store of wealth, mark out for us a path to strength. Ours art thou, wondrous Agni, by wisdom and bounteousness of power. The might of Asuras rests on you, like Mitra, worshipful in act. Agni, increase our means of life, increase the house and home of these, the men, the princes, who have won great riches through our hymns of praise. Bright Agni, they who adorn their songs for you have horses as their meed. The men are mighty in their might, they whose high lord, as that of heaven, awakes you of its own accord. O Agni, those resplendent flames of yours go valorously forth, like lightnings flashing round us, like a rattling chariot that seeks the spoil. Now, Agni, come to succor us. Let priests draw nigh to offer gifts, and let the patrons of our rites subdue all regions of the earth. Bring to us Agni, Angiras, praised of old and praised now, invoker, wealth to quell the strong, that singers may extol you. Be near us in fight for our success. Hymn 11. Agni. The watchful guardian of the people has been born, Agni, the very strong, for fresh prosperity. With ghee upon his face, with high heaven-touching flame, he shines splendidly, pure, for the Bharatas. Ensign of sacrifice, the earliest household priest, the men have kindled Agni in his threefold seat. With Indra and the gods together on the grass, let the wise priest sit to complete sacrifice. Pure, unadorned, from your two mothers are you born. You came from Vivasvan as a charming sage. With ghee they strengthened you, O Agni, worshipped god. Your banner was the smoke that mounted to the sky. May Agni graciously come to our sacrifice. The men bear Agni here and there in every house. He has become an envoy, bearer of our gifts. Electing Agni, men choose one exceeding wise. For you, O Agni, is this sweetest prayer of mine. Dear to your spirit be this product of my thought. As great streams fill the river, so our song of praise fill you, and make you yet more mighty in your strength. O Agni, The Angirases discovered you when you lay hidden, fleeing back from wood to wood. You by attrition are produced as conquering might, and men, O Angiras, call you the son of strength. Hymn 12. Agni. To Agni, lofty Asura, meet for worship, steer of Dharma, my prayer I offer. I bring my song directed to the mighty, like pure ghee for his mouth at sacrifices. Mark the Dharma, you who know, yea, observe it. Send forth the full streams of Dharma. I use no sorcery with might or falsehood, the Dharma of the red steer I follow. How have you, follower of Dharma, become the knower of a new song, Agni? The God, the guardian of the seasons, knows me. The Lord of him who won this wealth, I know not. Who, Agni, in alliance with your foemen, what splendid helpers won for them their riches? Agni, who guards the dwelling place of falsehood? Who are protectors of the speech of liars? Agni, those friends of yours have turned them from you. Gracious of old, they have become ungracious. They have deceived themselves by their own speeches, uttering wicked words against the righteous. He who pays sacrifice to you with homage, O Agni, keeps the red steer's dharma. Wide is his dwelling. May the noble offspring of Nahusha, who wandered forth, come hither. Hymn 13. Agni. With songs of praise we call on you. We kindle you with songs of praise, Agni, with songs of praise for help. Eager for wealth, we meditate Agni's effectual praise today, praise of the God who touches heaven. May Agni, priest among mankind, take pleasure in our songs of praise and worship the celestial folk. You, Agni, are spread widely forth, priest dear and excellent, through you men make the sacrifice complete. Singers exalt you, Agni, well-praised, best giver of our strength, so grant you us heroic might. You, Agni, as the wheel's rim rings the spokes, encompass the gods. I yearn for bounty manifold. Hymn 14. Agni. Enkindling the immortal, wake Agni with song of praise. May he bear our oblations to the gods. At high solemnities, mortal men glorify him, the immortal, best at sacrifice among mankind. That he may bear their gifts to heaven, all glorify him, Agni, God, with ladle that distills oil. Agni shone bright when born, with light killing the dusks and the dark. He found the kine, the floods, the sun. Serve Agni, God adorable, the sage whose back is balmed with oil. Let him approach and hear my call. They have exalted Agni, God of all mankind, with ghee and hymns of praise, devout and eloquent. Hymn 15. Agni. To him, the far-renowned, the wise ordainer, ancient and glorious, a song I offer. Enthroned in oil, the Asura, bliss-giver, is Agni, firm support of noble riches. By Dharma, they kept supporting order. By help of sacrifice, in loftiest heaven, they who attained with born men to the unborn, men seated on that stay, heaven's firm sustainer. Averting woe, they labor hard to bring him, the ancient, plenteous food as power resistless. May he, newly born, conquer his assailants. Round him they stand as round an angry lion, when like a mother, spreading forth to nourish, to cherish and regard each man that liveth. Consuming all the strength that you have gotten, you wander round yourself in varied fashion. May strength preserve the compass of your vigor, God, that broad stream of yours that bears riches. Thou, like a thief who keeps his refuge secret, have helped Atri to great wealth by teaching. Hymn 16. Agni. Great power is in the beam of light. Sing praise to Agni, to the God whom men have set in foremost place like Mitra with their eulogies. He, by the splendor of his arms, is priest of every able man. Agni conveys oblation straight and deals, as Bhaga deals, his boons. All rests upon the praise and love of him, the rich, high-flaming God, on whom, loud roaring, men have laid great strength as on a faithful friend. So, Agni, be the friend of these with liberal gift of hero strength. Yea, heaven and earth have not surpassed this youthful one in glorious fame. O Agni, quickly come to us, and glorified bring precious wealth. So we and these our princes will assemble for the good of all. Be near in fight to prosper us. Hymn 17. Agni. God, may a mortal call the strong here, with solemn rites to aid, a man call Agni to protect when sacrifice is well prepared. Near him you seem mightier still in native glory, set to hold apart yon flame-hued vault of heaven, lovely beyond the thought of man. Yea, this is by the light of him whom powerful song has bound to act, whose beams of splendor flash on high as though they sprang from heavenly seed. Wealth loads the wonder-worker's chariot through his, the very wise one's power. Then, meet to be invoked among all tribes, is Agni glorified. Now, too, the princes shall obtain excellent riches by our lips. Protect us for our welfare. Lend your succor, O you son of strength. Be near in fight to prosper us. Hymn 18. Agni. At dawn, let Agni, much beloved guest of the house, be glorified, immortal who delights in all oblations brought by mortal men. For Dvita, who receives through wealth of native strength maimed offerings, thy praiser even gains at once the Soma drops, immortal gods. Nobles, with song I call that chariot of yours that shines with lengthened life. For God who gives steeds, that chariot here and there goes unharmed. They who have varied ways of thought, who guard the Lord's within their lips and strew the grass before the light, have decked themselves with high renown. Immortal Agni, give the chiefs, heroes who institute the rite, heroes illustrious, lofty fame, who at the synod met for praise, presented me with 50 steeds. Hymn 19. Agni. One state begets another state. Husk is made visible from husk. Within his mother's side he speaks. Discerning, have they offered gifts. They guard the strength that never wastes. To a strong fort they have pressed in. Svetreya's people, all his men, have gloriously increased in might. A gold chain Brihadukta wears, as, through his soma, seeking spoil. I bring, as 'twere, the longed-for milk, the dear milk of the sister pair. Like to a cauldron filled with food is he, unconquered, conquering all. Beam of light, come to us in sportive fashion, finding yourself close to the wind that fans you. These flames of his are wasting flames, like arrows keen-pointed, sharpened on his breast. Hymn 20. Agni. Agni, best winner of the spoil, cause us to praise before the gods as our associate meet for lords, wealth which you truly deem wealth. Agni, the great who ward not off the anger of your power and might, stir up the wrath and hatred due to one who holds an alien creed. You, Agni, would we choose as priest, the perfecter of strength and skill. We who bring sacred food invoke with song you, chief at holy rites. Here, as is needful for your aid, we toil, O conqueror, day by day, for wealth, for dharma, may we rejoice, most wise one, at the feast, with kine, rejoice with heroes at the feast. Hymn 21. Agni. We establish you as Manus used. As Manus used, we kindle you. Like Manus for the pious man, Angiras, Agni, worship gods. For well, O Agni, are you pleased when you are kindled mid mankind? Straight go the ladles to you, you high-born god whose food is oil. You have all gods of one accord established as their messenger. Serving at sacrifices, men adore you as a god, O sage. Let mortal man adore your god, Agni, with worship due to gods. Shine forth, enkindled radiant one. Sit in the chamber of dharma. Sit in the chamber of the food. Hymn 22. Agni. Like Atri, Visvasaman, sing to him of purifying light, who must be praised in holy rites, the priest most welcome in the house. Set Jatavedas in his place, Agni the god and minister. Let sacrifice proceed today duly, comprising all the gods. All immortals come to you for aid, the god of most observant mind. Of your excelling favor we bethink us as we long for it. Mark with attention this our speech, O Agni, you victorious one, you, strong-jawed, as the homestead's lord, the Atris with their lords exalt, the Atris beautify with songs. Hymn 23. Agni. By your fair splendor's mighty power, O Agni, bring victorious wealth. Wealth that overcomes all mankind and, near us, conquers in fight. Victorious Agni, bring to us the wealth that vanquishes in war. For you are wonderful and true, giver of strength in herds of kine. For all the folk with one accord, whose sacred grass is trimmed and strewn, invite you to their worship halls as a dear priest for choicest wealth. For he, the god of all men, has gotten him might that quell foes. O Agni, in these homes shine forth, bright god, for our prosperity, shine, purifier, splendidly. Hymn 24. Agni. O Agni, be our nearest friend, be you a kind deliverer and a gracious friend. Excellent Agni, come near and give us wealth most splendidly renowned. So hear us, listen to this call of ours, and keep us far from every sinful man. To you then, O most bright, O radiant God, we come with prayer for happiness for our friends. Hymn 25. Agni. I will sing near for grace, your god Agni, for he is good to us, son of the brands, may he give gifts and, righteous, save us from the foe, for he is true, whom men of old enkindled, and the gods themselves, the priest with the delicious tongue, rich with the light of glorious beams.